Welcome to Just a Minute. Yes.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to introduce the four talented performers who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back two of the regular older players of the game, which is Clement Freud and Derek Nimmo. We welcome another regular player from a different generation, that's Paul Merton, and someone who's never played the game before, that is Maria McCurlane. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Yolanta Zabuki, and on this show she will keep the score, blow a whistle when 60 seconds are up. And as usual, I will ask the players of the game to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the city of Nottingham. And we will start the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, well, who else to begin a show from Nottingham than Robin Hood? Will you talk about Robin Hood for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Well, I'm sorry to repeat you, but Robin Hood and his merry men. Allan a Dale, Will Scarlet, Friar Tuck, Little John. What a gathering they were, these chaps who wandered through Sherwood Forest. But, you know, the city of Nottingham, they seem to concentrate too much, I think, on Robin Hood. You've got other great citizens of this fine county. Why do you only emphasize Robin Hood? What about Byron, the great lord who was born here? Why not have instead about...
Paul Merton has challenged.
Repetition of why not?
Why not? Yes. The audience laughed.
Mean challenges you do, actually.
No, I don't think I was having a very good challenge. And you had been going for 34 seconds as well. And it's nice to hear from somebody else. Paul Merton got in first. And, of course, it's a correct challenge. He gains a point for that. He takes over the subject, and there are 26 seconds left, starting now.
Robin Hood stole from the rich and gave to the poor, which is the exact opposite of the National Lottery. I remember seeing the television series Robin Hood starring Richard Green. What a wonderful programme that was, made in those far-off days in the 1950s, where black-and-white programmes were the norm on television.
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of programme.
Yes, those wonderful programmes, black and white programmes.
Programme and programmes, wasn't it?
I think you're right, actually, yes. Mm. So, Clement, I'm sorry, an incorrect challenge. So Paul gets a point for an incorrect challenge, keeps the subject, and there are 14 seconds left, starting now.
Errol Flynn made his name in Hollywood.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of made.
Yes, you said... Clement, you've cleverly got in with 12 seconds on Robin Hood. And a point, of course, for a correct challenge, starting now.
Robin Hood was a 14th century legend, according to pornographers who ascribe Piers Plowman, printed in 1377, as mentioning him before...
It is Clement Freud who's taken the lead at the end of the round. Paul Merton, will you take the next round? The subject is rabbit. We've had quite a lot of rabbiting in this programme over the years, but will you talk on the subject? 60 seconds, starting now.
When I was younger, we had a lovely pet rabbit called Gordon. He was fluffy, white, everything a rabbit should be, and one Sunday we had him for lunch. I don't mean that we ate him, we actually invited him to join us. At our dinner table on the Sabbath, and he came along and he dressed up neatly in a nice little tuxedo and was very pleased, because we thought, well, what do you give a rabbit? So we thought, well, he's eat his own dung. So we put that on a plate with some Brussels sprouts, and I must say this rabbit was more than pleased with himself. And after a while he actually developed, I don't know how, a singing voice, and he used to entertain all the old people down at the local retirement home with his versions of the Johnny Mathis hits like Winter Wonderland and When a Child is Born.
And Maria McCurlane has challenged. Maria.
I don't believe him.
It's lovely to hear from you, Maria. It's one of those impossible decisions in Just a Minute, because...
Well, I mean, you do believe me, do you?
No, it says that if you wish to keep going, you can go into a flight of fantasy, which is great fun and so forth. But as you haven't played the game before, Maria, and we'd love to hear from you, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you have a point, of course, 18 seconds on Rabbit starting now.
Rabbits, for me, have always been associated with myxomatosis, a word that I learnt as a child, and I always thought was a Greek archbishop, much like Macarius for much of my youth. And so when I heard the song Bright Eyes by Art Garfunkel, I realised that myxomatosis made the rabbit...
I'm sorry, Derek, challenge with
rabbit a quarter... Rabbit myxomatosis.
Okay. I know, she didn't actually get the word out before you pressed your buzzer.
He
hates
me.
Would that be a correct challenge if she hadn't got the word out?
I don't know.
I was going to say myxomatosis, actually.
Just psychic challenges.
I'm going to say, because she challenged in the middle of the word and you hadn't actually got it out, you didn't actually repeat myxomatosis. I'm giving a logical interpretation here and say that it was an incorrect challenge, so you have another point and you have a quarter of a second on rabbit starting now. Paul, you challenged.
Repetition of myxomato.
You can't have retrospective challenges, and she hasn't said anything on that particular occasion, so that's another incorrect challenge. And you have 1/7 of a second on rabbit, starting now. Derek, challenge.
Hesitation. Continue.
The whistle should have gone in 1/7 of a second. Right. Maria got a point for not speaking when the whistle went.
Thank you.
And at the end of that round, she's got about 3 points, and she's in the lead at the end of the round. Clement Freud, will you take the next round? The subject is barge. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
A barge is a slow-moving, flat-bottomed thing, rather like Nicholas Parsons, only goes on water. And if you go to the canal here in Nottingham, you will see barges, usually two of them, motors and butties, the latter one of these having a kitchen and a dining room, whereas the former has the engine which propels the pair of boats up and down towards wherever north and south lead to. Barges also were used for shoulder pushing another footballer or rugby player in order to keep possession of a ball which the other person, he who makes physical contact, may well be trying to establish. The Royal Barge, on which Her Majesty the Queen inspects the troops, or the Navy, or indeed the Air Force or other, goes up and down the River Thames.
Paul Merton has challenged.
Repetition of up and down.
Yes, you did go up and down before, I'm afraid, Clement, yes. Paul, you've got in with 3 seconds to go on the subject of barge, starting now.
My pet rabbit Gordon used to work on a barge.
So Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and he's taken the lead at the end of that round. Maria McElhane, your turn to begin. The subject, habits. We've had rabbits, now we have habits. Can you talk on that subject in just a minute, starting now?
Habits are something that I know quite a lot about. Being a convent girl myself, and it's true that convent girls do indeed have very bad...
Oh, dear. Derek,
repetition of convent.
Yes, and so, Derek, a point to you, and there are 53 seconds starting now.
I know it's very difficult to get out of old habits. I was brought up and taught by my mother always to open doors to let ladies go through, to stand up on a crowded tram or car or railway train to let members of the fair sex and the old people like me sit down. But this doesn't really happen anymore. I was in a lift only yesterday, and I stood back, and a woman wouldn't go past me because I... was waiting her to pass. You see, these very old habits, it's very difficult to get rid of them. I think this world is becoming a very discourteous place. Not so charming. I think manners do maketh man. And manners are something which I've said before, so I rather regret it, actually.
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of myxomatosis.
No, there was a repetition of manners. Well done. 14 seconds are left for habits with you, Paul, starting now.
I have a habit of chewing other people's fingernails, and this really annoys them. They may be out shopping or perhaps at a football match, and suddenly I will creep up behind them, grab hold of their hand and bite right into the end of that digit that's...
So Paul Merton was then speaking once again as the whistle went, gained an extra point and has increased his lead at the end of that round. And it's his turn to begin, and the subject is stars. Starting now.
Mary Pickford was generally acknowledged as the very first star of the cinema. She became known as Little... Well, I can't say it because it's her first name repeated. But audiences in America loved her. She used to play sort of gammon roles. This is a very odd word now. You don't hear it. It's not like gammon, which sounds... which is a kind of bacon. It's another word, which obviously I can't mention again. She started working in the 1908, I believe it was, for a director called D.W. Griffith, and she made a series of films for a studio called Pathé. Now, these particular movies were so popular with audiences of the time that they had to know who she was, because generally the policy at that...
Clement Freud, challenge first.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. Yeah. 16 seconds, Clement. Stars, tell us something about them, starting now.
I am very keen on the plough, a constellation which you catch if you look for the northern star, and an eye line will reach the constellation which I've just mentioned before.
So, Maria, you challenged.
Yes, I challenged because he hesitated and went to the
Burbank. No, he went, he repeated constellation.
All right. But also, I was going to say...
Why don't you come and play the game instead of...
I don't think you can catch a star either, which I think Clement mentioned.
Oh, yes. Catch it from your pocket.
No, but that's rubbish, as we know. You can't catch
a
star.
No, I've done it regularly.
Have you?
It's one of my pastimes, yes.
But you're on drugs, Nicholas.
No. Maria, you have 1 second to tell us something about stars, starting now. Derek, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Oh, yes, please. Well, am I allowed an intake of breath? Have I just got to be ready with my breath now?
I always say, yes, I'm afraid you have. They're wicked. They give no quarter. So, Derek, you have 1/2 second on stars, starting now.
The Milky Way.
No, Maria challenged you.
No, I said that. Before you said now, I said the Milky Way.
I know, but she also challenged. What was your challenge?
Just being irritating, really.
So Derek Nimmer was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. The subject, punch. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Punch is the Hindu word for 5, that being the number of ingredients in the drink punch. I think aromatics, alcohol, spice, fruit, and of course the most important, water. Go into any bar and ask for punch, and the majority of what you will have in your glass, the major part of it, will be...
Derek Nimmer challenged.
Part.
Part, yes, you did say part.
Parts and part.
No, it was parts before. I'm sorry, you're quite right, Clement. Subject is still with you, Clement. Punch, 35 seconds, starting now.
Punch is also if you hit somebody in the face, especially with a boxing glove in a ring, when Frank Warren or one of those promoters pays you huge sums of money, and television networks, which are not terrestrial, but only able to be watched by those who are moneyed or like to pay huge sums towards watching.
Maria,
a repetition of sums.
Yes, and 11 seconds are available for you, Maria, on Punch, starting now.
Punch was an early wife-beater who lived with somebody called Judy, and I believe he also lived with a crocodile.
Derek Nimmer challenge.
He lived with too many people.
Yes. Yes. So lived, repetition, 2 seconds, Derek. Punch starting
Gosh,
now.
Gosh, I don't like boxing very much. I used to belong to the World Sporting Club, and go and see all those people shrugging each other.
So, Derek Nimmer... speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point. He's equal now in second place with Maria McCurlane, and Paul Merton is still in the lead. And Maria, it is your turn to begin. The subject, sponge. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Sponge is a good word to describe the top of my thighs. Probably because I eat too much of the jam and cream variety and not enough of the trainer variety. Variety.
Yes, Clement Freud challenge.
I don't believe it.
Forty-5 seconds, sponge, starting now.
Sponge is a lowly sort of animal life. It has an IQ of hardly anything at all. And you can use it in a bath, which shows what a negative substance it is to scrub your thighs or anyone else's, regardless of what shape they might be. I had a sponge in a hotel bedroom, which I used to frequent in Sutherland.
Maria, you challenge.
Deviation that he had a sponge in a hotel bedroom, surely.
What's you, known
get
as
your,
al-
you get your pleasure where you can.
And we will give you a bonus point, Maria, because we enjoyed the challenge, but he wasn't actually deviating in any sense. So, Clement, you have a point for being interrupted. You keep the subject. 19 seconds, sponge, starting now.
There used to be a Turkish bath in Russell Square, I think the Imperial, and...
Paul challenge.
Hesitation?
Yes, I think so, Paul. Sponge is with you, and there are 13 seconds left, starting now.
Mr. Kipling is known for his sponges. Apparently, they are exceedingly good. He gets the ingredients, which Clement will probably know, but I shall tell those of you out there who aren't entirely sure of what you need to make a sponge.
So, Paul Merton once again was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and has increased his lead at the end of that round. Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject, Sally Forth. Will you talk on it? 60 seconds, starting now.
A very great friend of mine called Geoffrey Palmer reached middle age without having got married. He does a series called Second Time Around, which you may see on television quite frequently, and he drew up a list of people that he thought would be eligible to be his bride. First, of course, came Judi Dench. Secondly, Edwina Curry. And thirdly, Shirley Bassey. They all turned him down, but Sally Forth won. And she is... Actually, her maiden name was Sally Green. And she...
Clement, you challenged.
Repetition of Green.
No. I think you thought it was the repetition of Sally, which is on the card. You can repeat what
you think
card.
I thought.
Well, that's the only assumption I can make. And knowing your agile mind, you quickly change and hope to fox me by saying repetition of green. And I had to do a quick sort of recall and think, did he repeat green? And I didn't hear him say green before, so it was an incorrect challenge, but it was well tried. And Sally Forth is still with Derek Nimmo with 30 seconds left, starting now.
Bragadino, that famous Venetian general, used to sally forth from the walls of Famagusta when it was surrounded by the Turks through the Sally Gate and attacked them with such courage that he managed to hold the castle for some 1 year.
Paul Merton challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree, Paul. Tried to change the word, failed in the second, went 15 seconds left. And for you on Sally Forth, starting now.
Anybody in the audience who read girls' comics when they were younger will remember the Four Marys, but there was another equally nice strip called the Four Sallys.
Four. Clement. You've got him on the four. 6 seconds, Clement. Sally Forth, starting now.
I read recently that 96% of all journalists approve of condom machines in public conveniences. So...
I think the programme was saved by the whistle on that occasion. But Clement was speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so, and he's in second place, equal with Maria McCurlane, and Derek Nimmer's just behind, and Paul Merton's still in the lead. And it's Paul, your turn to begin. Swedes. Tell us something about them in this game, please, starting now.
I've never liked Swedes. They taste horrible, almost as bad as the vegetables. But if you want to cook a Swede, you must persuade him to climb into a very large pot. It's best if he takes his clothes off first, because otherwise you get this rather nasty, woolly aftertaste. And you put him in the oven for 2 or 3 hours, or until he stops screaming. And if you prepare a large vat of custard, that gives you something to do while he's actually boiling away. I've never been to Sweden, but my best friend has, and he said it's a wonderful country. You can walk around, and there are Swedes everywhere. You go into shops, there they are. Walk into any cinema you care.
Derek Nimmer, you're trying
to walk.
Yes, you were walking a bit too much there. And 20 seconds available for Swedes with you, Derek, starting now.
My favourite Swede is Ralph Schenlund, which is spelled T-S-E-R-L-U-N-D. Curious name. I met him, funnily enough, in Aberystwyth, which is not the sort of place you expect to meet a Swede. But there he was.
Clement Floyd challenge.
He didn't spell Aberystwyth.
Very few people can. But Clement, an amusing challenge. We give you a bonus point for that because we enjoyed it, but he wasn't actually committing any of the sins of Just a Minute. So he gets another point for being interrupted. Keeps the subject, Derek. 6 seconds. Swedes starting
one
now.
One of my favourite root vegetables.
Paul Merton.
Did we have favourite before?
Yes, because it was a favourite Swede before. And this was a favourite root vegetable. So well done, Paul. 5 seconds on Swedes starting now.
I remember when we were served up our school dinners at the age of 7. I'd look it down...
Paul Merton was again speaking as the whistle went, creased his lead at the end of the round. Clement Freud, your turn to begin, and the subject is Hector. Will you tell us something about him in this game, starting now?
Traditionally, in legend, Hector was Priam's eldest son, but it's also about 2.15 of an acre. And those of you who own property, as Mrs. Thatcher would be so pleased to learn, will realize that if you buy a 50-hectare plot, it is very much bigger than... Oh, this is very difficult.
Well, he couldn't follow through with that, could he?
I agree with your challenge. And carry on for 35 seconds, if you can, on Hector, starting now.
Hector had a house in my childhood, along with Kiki. I think this followed...
Derek, challenge.
Repetition of key.
Oh, dear. I think his name was Kiki and not Key hyphen Key.
No, it was a she.
It was a she. I know it was, yes. Maria, I'm not going
to
lie.
I think I've lost the will to live anyway.
I think you've got 29 seconds on Hector starting now.
Hector and hectoring is something that stand-up comedians often suffer.
Clement challenge. I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Hector's back with you, Clement. 23 seconds starting now.
Hector's really an excellent name for a dog. Spelt H-E-C-T-O-R.
Or... Paul challenged.
That's not how you spell dog.
So if one's going to be logical, I've got to give it to Paul. Okay, Paul, 15 seconds. Hector starting now.
The programme to which Maria was referring to earlier was Hector's House.
Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
Grammatically.
Yes,
the program to which Maria was referring to.
We can be colloquial. Well, I'm not going to lie. No, Paul, carry
Graham
on.
Graham Shepherd's very much opposed to the sort of decision you're giving.
She's never played Just a Minute. And never likely to. 11 seconds, Paul. 11 seconds, Paul, on Hector, starting now.
Kevin Hector was a very popular player with Derby County in the mid-1970s. And although we are speaking from the wonderful situation of Nottingham, there may indeed be some fans of that particular...
Paul Merton gained another extra point, speaking as the whistle went, and he's in a very strong lead as we go into the last round. If you want to know, Clement Freud's in second place, then Maria McCurlin, and then Derek Nimmo, equal with Maria. And Maria, it's your turn to begin. So will you take the last round and talk on fripperies, if you can, for just a minute, starting now?
Fripperies are items of meaningless consequence or useless trifles, although in my experience, trifles can never be...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Too much trifle.
Mm-hmm. Too much trifle,
that's
yes.
I've got spongy thighs.
No, no. Derek, 52 seconds are left for fripperies. Will you tell us something
actually,
about...
Actually, my family made their money, curious enough, near here in Ilkeston, by making fripperies lace. They had factories round there and indeed in Nottingham. And I spent a lot of my youth looking at these now vanished fabrics because they couldn't sell them anymore. That was what was a tremendous sadness. These great mills went broke and the whole of Nottingham collapsed. Be quiet.
Oh. Repetition of Nottingham.
Nottingham, yes. You mentioned Nottingham before.
Oh, why not?
I know, why not? seconds for you, Paul, on fripperies, starting now.
Nottingham, 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 Nottingham.
So, Derek Nimmo challenge. Derek, you've got in again on fripperies, 29 seconds starting now.
I used to go down Petticoat Lane on a Sunday morning looking for little fripperies that I could give to my wife.
Clement Freud challenge.
When I return,
repetition of little.
You mentioned little before.
When?
Right at the beginning. We were talking about late.
Tell me the sentence, please.
He was listening.
I can't give you the exact quote, but you were talking about the little places you were to go to and these lovely little lace things that were made.
I never said they were little. That would be a grave slur on Nottingham. It was the centre of the lace trade.
Well, I've got a feeling this programme's being taped, so we could listen back.
Of course I said little. I'm not disputing about that. I said little. But for repetition, you've got to say little twice. Just think about it, Nicholas. Go on, stay. Get your abacus out and work it out.
If he gets his abacus out, I'm going home.
All right, Derek didn't repeat the word little. Derek, you have 11 seconds on the final round to tell us something more about fripperies, starting now.
Go to Harrods any day of the week and you will...
Paul Merton challenge.
Not to go on a Sunday.
They open on a Sunday.
Is it open on a Sunday?
Yeah.
But even if they weren't open, you could still go to Harrods on a Sunday. So it's right. Not illogical. And
all right, can I change it then?
No. It's too late.
Can I have non-repetition of the word little?
Derek, you have another point. You have 10 seconds on fripperies starting now.
Nottingham Goose Fair is probably the best place in the whole wide world. Not only have tremendous fun, but also to
Maria
purchase
challenge.
Lots of money.
Repetition of tremendous from earlier on.
You did say tremendous earlier on.
Did I?
Yes, definitely. And Maria's got in with 3 seconds to go on fripperies, starting now.
Fripperies also...
And Derek Nimmo challenge.
Hesitation.
No, right. Maria's got another point. 2 seconds, fripperies, starting now.
Fripperies are long, thin tubes of donut.
Yay! Right. So that last exhausting round has finally come to an end. I do hope you've enjoyed Just a Minute as much as we've enjoyed playing it. Let me give you the final score. Clement Freud actually finished in fourth place, which is unusual. Only 1 point behind Maria, and she was only 1 point behind Derek Nimmo, and they were all a few points behind Paul Merton. So we say the most points, here's our winner this week. It remains me to say thank you to our four delightful players of the game, Paul Merton, Clement Freud, Maria McCurlane, and Derek Nimmo. I also must thank Yolanta Zabuki, who has kept the score for the first time and blown her whistle with great aplomb. Also our producer, Anne Jobson, who looks after us and keeps an eye on our shenanigans. And also the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, who thought it up and kept us in work for over 28 years. And from me, Nicholas Parsons. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Tune in again next time. We take the air and play in just a minute. Goodbye!